This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado legislature started a new session Wednesday. The state Senate's new president, Democrat James Coleman of Denver, urged his colleagues to be present with each other and with their constituents.
We can choose to make our work approachable. Each of us can invite and welcome Coloradans into this unique, imperfect, sometimes dull, but never boring, democratic process.
Coleman highlighted a number of bills that are likely to be controversial. Those include an effort to make it easier for workers to unionize and a proposal to ban the sale of certain kinds of guns. Governor Polis will speak to the legislature in his State of the State address this morning, and will carry that speech live at 11. An entrepreneur is planning to combine stargazing and lodging under the dark skies of the San Luis Valley. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The first guest villa, built from hempcrete, is nearly finished at the Cosmos Resort, not far from Great Sand Dunes National Park. The telescope-equipped lodging is the brainchild of businessman Gamal Jadu Zalaquet.
It's meant to be an otherworldly experience from the very beginning. You're entering the cosmos. You're entering the universe.
Jadu Zalaquet has raised nearly $2 million for the project, using crowdfunding to pre-sell reservations at a discounted price. He expects to welcome the first guests this winter and completion of the entire project by 2027. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Western solar energy projects will gain access to nearly 32 million acres under a new federal plan. The Bureau of Land Management's Western Solar Plan is meant to encourage development of large solar projects. The plan prioritizes land that's near transmission lines or was previously developed. It covers areas in 11 states, including Colorado, and protects more than 130 million acres of animal habitat and tribal sites from development. There is snow in the forecast through the day along the Front Range and in the mountains. Grand Junction staying mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon. This is CPR News.